proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and it's my delight to be with you today. Now, as a young boy, I used to love pretending I was on a treasure hunt. Me and my friends would try to find some treasure buried away. Now, archaeology in Israel is much like a treasure hunt. Special finds are still waiting to be discovered and turn up in the most unexpected places. For example, in the old city of Jaffa, while the municipality was doing some basic road construction and installing new sewer pipes, they came across a few coins from the Napoleon period. Upon further investigation, there was quite a large find of coins as well as other items from that era. When something like this happens in Israel, the Israeli Antiquities Authority comes in to dig, grinding to a halt all other construction and labor. When the archaeologists have done their work, then the construction resumes. Such a story happened in Lod, which is near the Ben-Gurion Airport, which is about a half an hour drive from Jerusalem. Lod was called Lydda in the Bible times. We read of the biblical account of Peter healing Aeneas at the spot in Acts chapter 9. Let's now go to the special city. In 1996, plans were made to widen a street next to Highway 1, which is the main road from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. As the municipality started their work on the road, they uncovered a masterpiece. One of the workers found a mosaic depicting the tail of a tiger. This brought their work to a halt. 3 minutes later, the artwork would have been destroyed. What they stumbled upon was a series of beautiful and intricate mosaic floors from the times of the Romans. After unearthing this piece of art, they found that it measured approximately 50 feet long by 27 feet wide. This surprise find showcases the building style by the Romans about 300 years after Jesus was on this earth. It probably was a floor from a large and affluent private house. When the Israeli Antiquities Authorities uncovered it, they worked hard to clean it carefully and then worked to remove it from the ground, which took much time. One of the fascinating features about this work is that footprints were found on the mosaic, connecting the original builders and the archaeologists who uncovered them centuries later. The excellent quality of this work shows the level of craftsmanship from that time. As you look at the floor, you will see animals such as lions, giraffes, rhinoceroses, tigers, and a wild bull. These were animals used frequently in the gladiatorial games by the Romans. Another scene is of two merchant ships surrounded by different kinds of fish, perhaps showcasing the industry of the owner. Upon looking at this mosaic, one thing is lacking is any type of human figure or depiction of any other gods. Being there is no significant religious tone expressed in the mosaic, there is no way of knowing whether or not the owners were pagan, Jewish, or Christian. It was finally removed from the ground in 2009 and then put on display at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. It is now currently on display at the Louvre in Paris, France. After the mosaic finishes its world tour, it will be housed in a special museum being built in Lod, Israel. The local population in Lod is very proud of this find and hope to see tourists coming through to see this beautiful mosaic in the future. In fact, if you ever go to Israel, I invite you to stop by and look at it. Even though this mosaic is not from the times of the Bible, it does come from the land of the Bible. It is a real image that the land of Israel is not simply just stories and legends, but that real people lived in a real land. We can appreciate the work and the discoveries made by archaeologists in the land of Israel and their efforts to preserve history, so we may enjoy getting a first-hand look into the lives of people from the past. It is fascinating to see history come to life. Who knows what someone will uncover next? Now, as we close this program, I just want to mention that IBJM does host a special tour to Israel. Perhaps you've been before, or maybe you'd like to go for the first time, or maybe you're thinking of your pastor or other people in your church that you'd like to bring with you. Well, IBJM does host a special tour. I invite you to contact us here at ibjm.org, or you can call us at 423-876-8150 for more information about that. It'll be a trip of a lifetime. I know you'd enjoy it. Also, as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May the Lord richly bless you.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.